Okay, you ready? You're listening to Design Yourself, a podcast to help you figure out what it is that you want and then make it happen. I'm Sharon Lepofsky. Don't you forget, this is my life and it's gonna be good. Don't you know? Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 73 of Design Yourself. I am your host, Sharon, and today the topic is finding your holiday spirit. Take two, to be specific. So we are repeating the questions shared up a year ago on finding your holiday spirit, but today giving you a chance to come at them anew. This is taking inspiration as I did around Thanksgiving when I took the same tact of sharing the same set of questions I had shared last year around Thanksgiving, with the idea being that it's good to come back and deepen the way that you are looking at the same set of questions, just like in a yoga practice, going through the same posture again and again and again takes you deeper into the pose. I think there's something lovely about coming back to the same set of questions and seeing where you stand a year later. So whether you have been with the podcast over the last year and looked at these questions then and are coming back to them, or it's your first time taking a look at them this year, know you are coming in just the perfect space. But the idea here is to go through 10 questions that are aimed at helping you find your holiday spirit. You know, here we are midway through December, and no matter what holiday you're celebrating, where you're at in this path, it's a time of year that brings a lot of expectations and usually a lot more activity than usual. So it can be challenging while also being lovely. And so this is just about giving you, 30 minutes or less to spend on your mindset and your emotional well-being as you move through the holidays. So that is where we are walking into today. As always, you can head over to pointroadstudios.com to see this week's original cover art and show notes with the links to all the tools, books, resources, anything that shows up in the episode today, you'll be able to find over there. And on the cover art this week, fun fact, the photo featured shows it's not a wreath, but it's a like a wreath. It's what's decorating our front door. And clearly I'm not finding the elegant words, but bear with me, people. It's some greenery and berries and very cheery. And anyway, I'm really enjoying it. So hopefully you will as well. Okay, so I say let's get into the show. And as I take you through the questions, I will also be sharing my own answers to these questions, which I have not prepared for in advance. And that's intentional so that they can be fresh and also so that you can kind of hear the thought process behind them, which is, I suspect, similar to what you will go through on your own. So I say, without further ado, let us jump into the questions. Nowhere to start better than number one. So question one, what are some of your fondest holiday memories? So the thing that's immediately jumping to mind is actually something that just happened yesterday. So we've been in the midst of preparations for going to see family for the holidays. And in the midst of all of this, our refrigerator has been on the fritz, and having lost, it's not gone, but it's one of those things where food goes bad exceptionally fast. Like, you can just tell the refrigerator is on its way out. So we need a new refrigerator. That was pretty clear. So we went yesterday, found a new refrigerator. Lovely, great. That's not one of my fondest holiday memories. But although there was some really awesome activity by my three children who were running through the store doing things like a crab march. So imagine them waddling around like crabs, sometimes with their 10-month-old crawling after them, my 5 and 3-year-old. Screaming something along the lines, and by screaming, I mean singing something along the lines of, we're on a crab march, we're on a crab march, or something of this nature. Anyway, it was very funny. And we had initially had a reason that was going to bring us back home right away. and meeting up with friends, that fell off. And so it opened us up as we were getting towards dark that we could do something else. And I thought, oh, we're not that far from where there's this Festival of Lights, which we've never gone to before. You drive through. It's at a park my kids love to go to for a special occasion. It's probably about 30 minutes from our house, so it's not our everyday park adventure. Anyway, I thought, let's do it. It's just gotten dark. It's not so late that we're going to rock the boat on dinner and bedtime too much if we add that in. And we went through, and it's a little less than 4 miles of driving through beautiful lights. I mean, just filled through. It's at Watkins Regional Park for anyone in the DC area. Definitely worth checking out. And we just had a blast. My youngest son, who's 10 months old, was obviously not, wouldn't have been so interested in this anyway, although he likes it, you know, he's interested in lights, but he slept through the whole thing, which was just perfect. And my older two just had a blast. They're kind of pointing out what lights are out my window and what they're seeing. And the main event, which is why I told you about the crab marching story, is that there is a giant crab lit up with claws. And for all the Marylanders out there, you know, you got to have some crab pride in Maryland. Anyway, it was just so lovely. And I'm noticing for myself, it's kind of fun to think of something that's emerging as my fondest holiday memory being something that is really so recent. So I have many lovely memories from the past, but that is in my own childhood. But that's the one that jumps to mind immediately. Question number two, are there any old traditions that you want to let go of or new ones that you want to start? So the thing that jumps out to me is that it's really hard to imagine letting go of old traditions. There's a lot of traditions in my family of origin, and we have had magical holidays, Christmas in particular, and the whole Christmas season. So there's not something that's jumping to mind that I want to let go of immediately. And I will say that as I have been mapping out this month, what I want my approach to be, especially around content creation in 2018, that I've been thinking through themes. And one of the themes that I'm looking at is tradition, because I feel like this is a place where there's so much that we can learn by reflecting on, investing, exploring, kind of really just holding out and seeing with fresh eyes the traditions that we hold and often that we inherit unthinkingly, which is why I think it's so great to hold them up and look at them. And I've been thinking about traditions in particular as something to look at. We'll see if it shakes out this way, but in early November, because I feel like as you head into Thanksgiving and the end of the year and all of the holidays that happen in this lovely season, we often step into November and are looking at gratitude or appreciation or thankfulness. And I feel like actually looking at tradition first makes a lot of sense, and that can open us up into a new way of coming into gratitude. So no traditions that I'm letting go of at this moment. And in terms of new ones to start, well, I'm not committing to this, but I will say that one thing that we do a lot in our family, my husband and our kids, is sing. Now, I am no great singer, but we do have a lot of fun, and we've been very into carols for the last couple of years, and so one of the things that we are flirting with is doing a holiday recording of us singing just for fun, with an idea that maybe this is something that we would do every year, and not to record, you know, a zillion songs, but one or two or three. And maybe do that each year. And I think that could be an interesting record to come back to. So it's in the cards. Our kids are up for it. We'll see how it shakes out if we get it together this year. But that is a new one that I am intrigued, interested, possibly going to start this year. So question number three, what's what's most important to you this holiday season? Well, and I think this kind of gets a little bit to why I'm not committing to that tradition I just said. And what's most important to me this holiday season is not taking on too much and leaving a sense of spaciousness. So it's been, you know, one of the things I've been reflecting as I go through and prepare an editorial calendar for the coming year is that this time of year, I end up just flat out exhausted. And so I've been observing and mindful of, what are the habits that I'm in throughout the year that lead me to this place? It's almost without fail that I enter into the holidays and get sick. It's kind of like the moment I hit rest, everything catches up to me. And so this is a habit I would love to kick. So I am observing in myself that one of the things that is supporting me in that is just not taking on things that I don't, not making over commitments. So people have said, hey, do you want to get together? And I'm like, yes, I would love to get together. And let's not schedule that yet. Let's see when we're all back. If it works out, we can be spontaneous. That's great. So bringing a little bit more spontaneity, creating space around that. And that just feels really important to me this holiday season. I know, even though it is, it's hard to say no to things or step back or not make the commitment. At least for me, it can be really hard to do that. So any of you other people out there that are thinking, yes, I just want to say yes. There's so many lovely reasons to say yes. The thing that I come back to and remind myself of, especially if it starts to feel selfish, which sometimes it does, it's like I'm really focusing on creating space for myself, but I know to show up and be my best self and engage with my family and my loved ones in the way that feels really me, I've got to have that space time to rejuvenate and catch up. So hopefully that can help anyone else who's out there. It is in service to others that we take care of ourselves. So, okay, that is question three. Question number four, what are you most excited about? How can you soak those moments up? Well, I'm just so excited to be with my kids and here I really think about my extended kids because I'm going to be around a lot of my nieces and nephews this holiday season. And it's just so fun to me to be with kids during the holidays. We're hoping to go to Zoo Lights in Cincinnati, Ohio, and there's fun puppet shows that happen. And just kind of take in the season, listen to the music, dance around, crawl on the floor, and really see things through the eyes of children who I think just bring such a magic. I think the magic of the holidays is there for all of us, but kids amplify it. So I'm personally most excited about that. And in terms of soaking those moments up, I feel like that's back to question three for me. It's about, creating that peace and spaciousness so that I can come into the time with family and just really be there. So really be present to that. Question number five, what emotion or emotions will serve you as you move through the next week or so? Things that are popping up. The word kindness is showing up for me, even though I'm trying to imagine, like, kindness doesn't really feel like an emotion. If I'm feeling kind, it's like a sense of patience, calm. And I think also an emotion of excitement. I can tend, especially if I'm creating space and allowing for, that kind of getting my energy back, I can end up being really calm and very level, almost to the point that I'm missing kind of like amping up to be excited. And so I think it's kind of that mix of like, yes, be calm and also kind of lean into the excitement and move there too. I feel like those emotions will serve me as I move through the next week. Also, just as I was saying, that the other thing that was emerging for me is having an emotion of, gosh, these are the words that are showing up for me, don't feel like emotions. Letting that judgment go. The thing that's emerging was boundary setting and being assertive. And I feel like to be assertive, it's kind of like having a sense of firmness. So like calm, but assertive. And I think that's going to serve me in just, you know, I can't, you know, we, no one, I personally don't believe, I don't think we set up and we're like, okay, I did all the work. And then I go into the holidays and bam, like all that work I did, I'll be there. Maybe that will happen, but usually we get knocked off center and we need to come back. And I feel like having that quiet, calm assertiveness to come back to boundary setting and make sure that I'm, you know, doing what's right for my family is going to be critical. So anyway, that shows up for me as well. Okay. Question number 6, what 2 to 3 experiences do you want to sit back and enjoy? I want to sit back and enjoy. I'd love to sit back and enjoy eggnog around the fire with my husband. And that could be before we head out for Christmas in Ohio. It could be when we come back. It could be both. But I think that's the time I want to really sit back and enjoy. Breakfast at my parents' house on Christmas morning. And the other thing that's emerging is I'm hosting a visioning workshop at this really awesome space called the Visionarium in Cincinnati through Visionarium Voices. And my sister Julia has opened up the space. And I've never been there. I'm really excited to see it. And the workshop I'm hosting is on December 23rd. So it's a moment when the pace for so many of us is fast and hectic and getting the last minute things done before you go into Christmas for those of you who celebrate. And I'm excited to have an hour to just give people a creative space. And it's something that works for adults. It works for kids. It's designed for families to come in to do this. And anyway, I think it's going to be really fun. And I am kind of enjoying the fact that even though it is a workshop that I'm hosting, that it's emerging for me as something I want to sit back and enjoy. And I feel like that's kind of the nature of this particular workshop. It's not about me being up in front and center and lecturing. It's about me sitting back and enjoying and modeling and facilitating a creative process for people. So I think that's going to be fun. So those are experiences that I want to sit back and enjoy. Question number 7. What must-dos are draining your energy and what opportunities do you have to delegate, get done quick, or revamp your approach? So essentially, what are the things that are kind of taking away your energy and where can you get some relief, whether you can just get it off your plate by giving it to someone else or getting it done or kind of rethink the way that you're looking at it. So, you know, honestly, I'm not feeling drained. I think one of the things that I'm like, why is that? What's different? You know, in some ways, preparing for travel as a family can be draining for me. It often is. And I'm thinking about like all the things we have to get done. But we've taken, Colin, my husband and I have taken a really steady approach. And we also have started using project management software together, Asana in particular, for anyone who wants to try it out. And I've used Basecamp and Trello and Todoist and many different resources that are out there. But we are loving Asana. And I've been testing it out because for Point Road Studios, I'm also setting up new systems with an eye towards expanding my team and wanting to have that in place before I do. And Asana has just been so awesome. And I'm noticing that I don't have the drains on those typical things that would have me stressed out. And I think it's been because I've got really good, clear communication and partnership with my husband on setting things up. So that means we have delegated. It means things that needed to get done quick, we've gotten them done. And that's made it very clear to see, like, what are we not going to get done? So just to kind of ground this, since I feel like I'm in a unusually good place at this moment on that, I think a key factor to me not feeling drained is partnership, communication, and then also letting things go. So I mentioned we just got a new refrigerator. We just purchased a new refrigerator. The refrigerator is not going to get here before we leave. Well, I'm not stressing about that. We're going to eat down the food we have. I'm going to give away the remaining perishables because I know it's not going to be, I suspect it would not be in a good place when we came back. And that's great. That feels lovely to me. And we also just shifted around our living room and playroom and had kind of reset up with very, very little purchased, although we did get a new couch sectional, which has been awesome. And if I can, I'll post a photo of it in the show notes because it's been really fun to see how those two rooms have come together. But the thing that moving things around has done is, like, for example, our dining room, which was probably our most put together room, is currently filled with a giant box that had stuff shipped to us for Christmas. And it is set up as a puppet studio and the table's out of the room and there's toys everywhere because we moved the playroom and transformed it into something else. And so the toys had to go somewhere for right now. In a previous year, I might've had in my head, like, I've got to get that room cleaned up and everything shifted before we leave. That's like, there's no way that's going to happen. And when I look at what's on our list of things that we're going to tackle before we head away for the holidays, it's very clear to me that that's not possible. And so I fully let it go. It's not stressing me out because I'm being choiceful, right? I'm being intentional about not doing it. So anyway, my to-dos are not draining my energy, not yet. And I'm embracing it. Okay. Question number 8, what would bring you relief to move from your to-do list to your don't do list? Well, there is one person that I want to get a gift for, and I'm not going to see this person until after the holidays. And so I think moving that as a kind of needing to bring my shopping list, and I'm just not, the idea of major shopping just like gets it, like it kind of pulls at my values because I'm just so much more for creativity and not consumption. So I don't like to like buy for the sake of buying. I love giving gifts and I love supporting objects and beautiful things and things that I think are really going to make people happy and bring better function and beauty to people's lives. So it's not the buying itself, but it's when I feel a pressure to buy at a certain time, it can make that value of creativity over consumption come into conflict where I feel like, but I got to get the thing. So I might as well just get this thing instead of waiting for that inspiration or the right thing. So I think moving the need to finish out my shopping list before I head out of town, that gives me some relief. And I'll just, you know, I can do that on the flip side, which is fine. And if we find it beforehand, great. But just feeling like I need to check that list off of my project management tool, that we don't have to get there yet, which is just fine. Okay. Question number 9, what gift would you most like to give yourself this holiday season? I would most like to give myself laughter and time outdoors, moving around. And question number 10, what gift would you most like to offer those around you, your loved ones, your community, the world? Hmm. Well, gosh, I'm not like, there's not necessarily a word specifically that's emerging, but I have this kind of bright yellowish light feeling imagery showing up for me when I think of this, almost like a sun radiating out, but a little whiter than that in the quality of, it's like a quality of light that I'm feeling. And I think that's the gift that I want to give. And I think it really starts for me with my loved ones and in being a, almost like being a stalwart, like creating support there first leads into the community and leads out into the world. And that's the gift that I most want to offer those around me. Okay, so those are our 10 questions. What are some of your fondest holiday memories? Are there any old traditions that you want to let go of or new ones that you want to start? What's most important to you this holiday season? What are you most excited about? How can you soak those moments up? What emotion or emotions will serve you as you move through the next week? What two or three experiences do you want to just kick back and enjoy? What must-dos are draining your energy? And where might you have opportunities to delegate or just get things checked off your list, maybe revamp the way you're thinking about it? What would bring you relief to move from your to-do list to your don't-do list? What gift would you most like to give yourself this holiday season? And also, what gift would you most like to offer those around you? That is the show for today. A big thank you to everyone for listening in. Before closing, I want to make sure to tell you how we can stay connected beyond the podcast, give a few shout outs, and share a sneak peek into next week's podcast episode. Remember, for show notes with all the links, tools, books, resources referenced today, you can head over to pointroadstudios.com. I will also have all 10 of those questions, or really I should call them buckets of questions, posted there so you can check those out. While you are on pointroadstudios.com, please subscribe to our newsletter so you can stay up to date on the podcast, interviews, all of our content aimed at spreading the design yourself spirit. As always, if you like what you heard on today's show, you can help me spread the word by heading over to Apple Music to subscribe to the show and leave a written review. That really does help get the show noticed by new listeners, which is awesome and part of our goal here. You can also connect with me over on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Just look up Point Road Studios and you will find me there. Although I must admit, I have been delightfully and intentionally quiet on social media this month, which is something I think I'm going to be, I have a feeling I'm going to be picking up in the new year, is really putting down social media in the closing month of the year. But we'll see, more on that to come. As for next week on the podcast, I have a very short and sweet episode for you because the podcast is coming out on Christmas and I just felt like, you know, I want to share a little something, but I think I want to gift you all also space just as I am gifting myself. So a little something that Christmassy will be released for you all next week. A big thank you to my sweet husband, Colin Phillips, for his skilled audio engineering and the interlude music that he himself composes and puts throughout the episode. To John Flannery of Cryptogram for his cover art design. To the Dismemberment Plan for the show's intro and outro music, for my personal anthem, Following Through. And of course, to you, without whom the show just doesn't exist. So thank you to listening. I am wishing each of you a most beautiful holiday cheer-filled week. And until next time, remember, there is nothing stopping you. So go on ahead and get after whatever it is that you really want.